Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back once again on this Thursday. We'll always say welcome back because we expect most of you listening last week. But once again, we're here at the little old circuit court clerk office here in Salina at the historic Clay County Courthouse, where we come to you every Thursday morning along about 9 o'clock, live and in living color on your radio dial. And if you're hearing us, that radio dial just happens to be set to WVFB FM 101, Kicks Country, just live and direct from right here in the middle of Salina, Tennessee. And we've got a little traffic going on this morning. We get quite a few trailer trucks through here, and seems like maybe most of the GPSs are getting them straightened out. Now, we had them here for a while. It was trying to go around the square, and there just ain't hardly enough room for some of them, but I think they're about to get that all straightened out. We've had a couple of them hung up on buildings here and knocked the corners out of buildings. I don't know. These Google folks, sometimes they don't hardly get it right when they send them through town here, but it's getting a little better, I think. But once again, we've got a great show lined up this morning for you. I've got Jason Hamilton here with me, one of my former athlete students, a student athlete, and he works with the junior pro football group here in Salina now, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about some last year's past successes, and they'll talk about what's going on this year. And then later on, I think Ronald Bailey's going to come in and talk to us a little bit about the truck pull coming up this weekend. So we've got quite a few things going on, and I could do a couple of announcements right now. Coming up here, real quick here in Clay County, we've got our 9/11 program that'll be coming up on Sunday afternoon of September the 11th, and the actual ceremony will start around 5 o'clock, but I think the committee this year is planning maybe a few activities maybe to begin sometime an hour or so before that, have some things going on for the folks that do arrive early. But the fire departments, they usually start bringing their equipment in around 4 o'clock that day. And we've got the roller coaster yard sale coming up here before long. Of course, we just finished a big yard sale up on 127 that reaches all the way from Canada to Mexico, I think, now. But we just finished that one up. And that's a good place to stay away from unless you're a real serious yard seller that weekend. It's kind of rough getting through there. And also, I got a phone call this week from Corinne Clements down at Hermitage Springs. And the Camp Brown Methodist Church down there has got a big event coming up this Saturday, the 13th, that they wanted to announce. And that is, I guess they call it their end of the summer Christmas ice cream social. Saturday the 13th, where they'll have free ice cream and stuff for everyone that comes down, and that is at the old Campground Methodist Church. And if you don't know how to get there, you find the Oak Grove Church and turn toward Kentucky, whichever direction you're coming. If you're coming from Macon County, it's a left-hand turn. The other way from Salina, a right-hand. It's about a mile or so off of Highway 52 there, and they're going to have entertainment by Dale Metter and his group. And we had Dale here on the radio show a couple of weeks ago talking about his novel that he wrote a few years ago. That's very, very interesting reading. If you haven't picked that up, go over to the library and check that out and read that. And I think the name of his group is Kinship. They do some old-fashioned music, their renditions of some modern things, some bluegrass-sounding things. And I've heard a little bit of their work, and it's great. Some of it's original stuff. I know they've got some recorded material that's fixing to come out on a CD. So Saturday afternoon, ease over by there and check out with those folks and get you some ice cream. And then also we've got the Class of 71 reunion coming up. I think Kathy Poindexter is the person here in Salina you can contact about that. I think that may have been the first class that I sponsored when I started into the teaching profession. They're a great group of young people, and from all I can remember about them, and They turned into some outstanding citizens and community leaders here in the county. So if you're a member of that class, give Kathy a call. She'll give you all the details on it. I think they've got KFC or somebody catering some chicken to it. And then here in a couple of weeks, I've got Jason's mom, Linda, coming on. She's going to talk about a big class reunion they've got coming up. I don't know how many years she's been out of school, but she's always interesting to talk about some of the past history of our schools. And she is kind of a walking encyclopedia about some of the old girls' basketball around here. And she was a scorekeeper and a player. She's scorekeeper for Coach John Teeples for about 100 years, I think. So we'll have that coming up. But I guess right now we'll take a little short break and get in a couple of commercial messages. And Jason will be back here with us in a minute, and we'll talk a little football.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Looks like we're back and ready for another great show today. We'll take a second to remind everyone about the free Dairy Queen ice cream cake giveaway that we have here each Thursday morning. And the number to call is 243-5574, and you'll get an answering machine. And remember to speak slowly and clearly and give us the name of the person you would wish to have announced here and to celebrate a birthday and anniversary for them. And I tell everyone it's probably a good idea to mention their name twice. So we make sure that we can understand it, and leave a phone number that we can call in case we can't decipher it. So remind you of that, and remind everyone too to get out and eat some lunch with the folks out there at the Dairy Queen. So just the great food out there and a great group of people out there that'll wait on you and take care of you. But right now, Jason, You said you didn't bring your notes with you. So what
I did. We'll just shoot from the hip.
Okay. I know last year with the Junior Pro Group, pretty successful year, wasn't it?
Very successful. And it's easy to talk about when you win championships and go undefeated and had a great bunch of kids. They've went on to junior high. They're playing Gornville tonight. I'm excited about that. We've got a great bunch of kids again this year come out.
Where are you playing at?
We're going to play at the new high school this year. We've played the last couple of years at the old high school, but we're going to move up to the new high school this year.
But the junior high is still playing down
there?
They're
still playing out the old high school and everything. It's really nice facility over there. It's a lot of tradition and hard to leave out there, but really nice facilities over there to get to play on.
Yeah, I mean, that the old Salina High School football field is kind of unique. We all gathered up around the sidelines and up and down the end zones and tried to harass all the opposing teams and the officials and anybody that would listen to us, because we're pretty close to them.
Yeah, everybody is right on top of everybody. Great atmosphere out there.
But, of course, the new one, it's a little bit farther back off the field. It doesn't have that nice close feel that one had, but I'm sure a lot of the opposing teams especially like that, where they don't have to listen to all that. But getting back, Jason.
Well, of course, last year we won all three championships. Very successful last year. We had three divisions. We was not only champions in all three divisions. We was undefeated all three teams, which was a very special season. And we're in Tri-County Youth Football League, and that consists of Clay County, Trousdale, Gordonsville, Jackson County, Baxter, Cannon County, and Watertown. I don't think I left nobody out.
I can think of two of those names that are on the high school level of Gordonsville and Trousdale County that probably they may have eight or ten state championships among them.
They do, very successful junior pro programs, and it's anytime you beat them, it's an accomplishment, and we've just got an exceptional group of kids coming through, and they're not just in one grade. We're scattered out in five or six grades, and they're just a very exciting bunch to watch, very fun bunch to watch.
And I'd say their age spread will probably put them all in high school at the same time.
They will. We should have. They're already getting to high school. Some successful junior high programs that's already up there. And like I say, we keep another class just falls in, takes their spot. And
okay. Do you have a full time president of your organization? I mean,
yes, that is. That is me, but I have lots and lots of help. I couldn't do it without all the help. Matt Adams, he's a big help, works hard. Jeff Eads, Chet Holloway, Larissa Holloway, Alan Sharp. I could just keep going on. It's not a one person show, and it couldn't. All them people contributed to our success. I'm leaving lots of people out.
You've got a whole bunch of coaches, assistant coaches.
We have Michael Adams, Brent Burchett, a lot of your former players.
Great young men, and they were great student athletes.
Good coaches. Nick Melton. I know I'm gonna leave somebody out, but like I say, it's a group effort, and we wouldn't have done what we've done without the parents and the people. Terry and Gwenda Scott, they work our concessions, and they work long, hard hours.
Oh, can I ask you a question here about one of your coaches? I know that's had a little bout with some open heart surgery. How about Stephen
Arms? Yes, he's is Keaton has moved on up to junior high this year. Of course, me and Steven, we go way back, come out of the sandbox together, and yeah, he had some heart trouble and had open heart surgery, but doing great. Talked to him last night. He's to look at him, you wouldn't know nothing was wrong with him, and I couldn't believe something was wrong with him anyway. But you never can tell. But he's doing great, and he's already bounced back and looking good.
Well, let me ask you this: can the junior pro folks count on you staying? I know a lot of the coaches come through while their sons are there, and then they'll move. Can we keep this core group together no matter who's playing?
Well, we've been fortunate that the guys we've got in there, they've been in it a while, and their sons are moving out. But I guess we're fortunate they've got other sons coming home too. It would be nice.
The head of it. You need to stay with it.
I'm probably going to stay with it. I've got a 7-year-old son that he's not started playing yet, but maybe he'll start playing next year. Maybe he'll start playing and so I don't know. I enjoy being around the kids. Enjoy being around it. I don't want to. Maybe they won't run me out.
Well, you and I had talked about that before.
Yes.
That you're keeping this mm-hmm. continuity, that one person that everyone can count on to be there. That kind of keeps the stuff in line. And we know that the coaches they do come and go with their children. That's in all, from the baseball, football, soccer, anything. They're real interested, and it's a great thing. But, some of them we need to keep, don't we?
Oh, yes.
But because the abilities they have.
Yes.
And they need to share it with other kids.
They do. And I guess we're fortunate because the coaches we've got now is probably going to be around for the next 2 to 3 years, looking like. Hope so, because when you've got good coaches there, it hurts when you lose them.
Okay, let's take a little short break on that, and we'll be back just in a minute, and we will continue our conversation with Jason Hamilton.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio, you're busy.
which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes.
Oh my, I read that wrong.
They can.
My glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're back here at the Clay County Courthouse. We've got Jason Hamilton here with me. Jason, when you start the next season, folks around always expect, an improvement. What are you guys going to do to improve this year?
Well, our senior bunch got scored on one time last year. I guess we could not get scored on this season.
That's about the answer.
But, I'll be satisfied with wins and another championship. An exceptional year last year, and hey, we're odds on favorite. I feel like we're to win it again, both leagues.
Okay, well, what we got to look forward to this year with the group of kids that you have?
Senior bunch had a big bunch move up out of the juniors. We're going to be younger this year, but We're talented. It's a talented bunch of kids are moving up. The older boys, I guess the sixth graders. There's a smaller bunch of them. There's about nine of them. But we've got 24 on the team. That bunch might be small, but they've been playing. They're starting their eighth year of playing ball, football. So they're a very, veteran bunch. And they've got, this little bunch has got used to winning, and they seem to like it.
Those numbers would project, time they get in high school that, we're looking at having a squad back on the field of between 40 and 50 kids. And that's something we haven't had in a while.
No.
We've been lucky to have enough to have an offensive and defensive unit that we've had, that projects into a pretty good number for a high school.
Our numbers is good, and in our junior bunch, we are 30 plus. I'm thinking 30, 31 kids. It's just great.
Involves about two grade levels, doesn't it?
Yes, that's 8-9 year olds, and then we got the 10-11-12 year olds in the older division.
Okay, and I know you don't like to single out any particular players, but I know there's some that, not necessarily placing them above anyone else, some that in practice that kind of shine to begin with that you start putting a little more pressure on.
Well, we're going to have a new quarterback this year. He's Jimmy Burchett. He's first-year quarterback, but he's like I say, he's a veteran. He has played everywhere for us. It's a new position for him, but hey, he's lots of ability. He's doing real well. Got Joseph Markham in the backfield this year for the first time. We lost our whole backfield last year, but hey, these guys are stepping up. Bryce Bailey. Looking good. Got a couple younger guys that's coming in. Nate Adams, Lance Burchett. We're just filling in where we left off. Good looking bunch. Even though they've not been asked to play this, I've got all the confidence in the world in them because, like I say, they're just good athletes and they got used to winning a long time ago, and I believe we're going to be fine. We've got we're going to have probably a veteran line this year. Some bigger kids. It's exciting. It's John Hamilton, my son. Aiden Smith, Levi Garrett, That's their line. Coleridge. They're just a solid bunch of white brownie. Just a good looking. I'm excited.
Well, you know, winning feeds on itself, doesn't it?
It does. And like I say, these boys, they got to winning several years ago, and they're two-time defending champs, and they've won it 2 years in a row, and they're hungry. They for another one. That's I guess the excitement of this team right here. We might be a little young. Going to rely on, like I say, some of the younger players, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams. They've all been playing football and they've all won championships, and so they're just.
They play everything though, don't they?
They play basketball, they play baseball, they're bright kids in the classroom too.
Well, you know that an intelligent athlete. I mean, that's one of the most important things.
It is.
You know it, and then, of course, a lot of athletes, especially urban athletes, seem like they don't realize that building the big body up, the speed, the muscles, all those things. And if you your feet don't think, do they?
No.
that comes above the shoulders. Well, Jason, we got anything else you want to wind up with this morning?
Mm-hmm. Come watch us play. We've got Jamboree August the 20th. It's at Gordonsville. Or no, I'm sorry, Watertown. Our first home game is Gordonsville. I'm thinking August the 27th, and so come out, watch us, and like I said, it's an entertaining little bunch and fun to watch.
Are y'all still practicing out the old high school?
Yes.
So if anyone wants to come out and watch these kids,
come out.
I know all these coaches and the players. They would really appreciate the support.
Yeah, come out and hang out. Talk about old times.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, a little bit of that goes on the sidelines when. They're there, but you know, over the years, like I said, that football field, it was conducive. Basically, any time there was a high school practice, you could look up and you would see 15 or 20 old players, or if there was a scrimmage, especially after dark or something, they all gathered in. And
I feel that's coming back. There's some excitement about it, you know.
Well, Jason, it's been great having you here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We will take a little bit of a short break and let Jason ease out of here, and I'll see if I can find Ronald Bailey. I think he's wandering around out here in the hallway. Just can't wait to get in here and tell us about the truck pull coming up. But right now, let's take a little short break. And, Jason, thanks once again for being here with
us. Thank you.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're back here. It's warming up a little bit in here in the room a little bit. I had the air conditioner on earlier, but we can't run it while we got the radio show going in here. It sounds like Hurricane Ida coming through here with the air conditioner going, but... we hadn't had maybe as much hot air as we have some mornings, so it hadn't warmed up real fast in here. But we'll start off this segment with our list of folks that are going to be celebrating a special anniversary this week, either a birthday or a wedding anniversary. First off, we have Tina Jenkins, and most of these are called in by family members, and I don't think anyone really left a name this morning other than say that they're family. Some of them I know their names, so I might mention their names, but Tina Jenkins, Maddie Collins, and Roy and Dimple Westmoreland out in the Moss community are celebrating their 50th anniversary. Kristen Haston, Debbie Eads, Bart Cunningham. Now, Bart's wife, Carolyn, called this one in. She didn't leave her name, but I know her name. So she called Bart's birthday in. And then Larry Denton from out in the Pine Hill community called in. So I think we've got seven names here on the list this morning. And then here about 4 or 5 minutes before the show's over, we'll draw out a number out of the hat, out of our selection system here. And someone will win one of those delicious ice cream cakes from over at the Dairy Queen. I think they're about to maybe get ready to get their... out front freezer back in. They've had trouble last little bit with their freezer after they've had 2 or 3 truckloads of cakes to melt out there in the front. But I think they're working on that problem. But they keep some back in the back. So if you win one, go by the chamber office and pick up a certificate over there and take it out and exchange that for one of those birthday cakes. And remember the number to call, 243-5574. That's our answering machine here at the courthouse. And real quickly, too, remind everyone again now, the Campground Methodist Church is having a big ice cream social Saturday afternoon. Go out and check that out along the line of things going on. Well, Ronald, it's truck pull time again.
It's truck pull time again.
In Tennessee.
In Tennessee. I hope it cools up and...
Okay, this is, I think, what, we'd say maybe 5 or 6 years?
I'm thinking maybe 6 years.
Since the horse show died?
The horse show business that's faded out. The government was coming in and taking care of the soaring of the horses and took care of the walking horse industry and pull, hoping to make a success out of that. We've had some good truck pulls, but we've had some mediocre truck pulls, and this is a big fundraiser for the Lions Club, which buys a lot of glasses for needy people and testing of the kids' eyes in school. And so,
do y'all still set up days at school to do that? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm, they sure do. Susan Bailey's in charge of that. She takes care of that.
Got a real nurse working on that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and this is coming up this Saturday, August the 13th, down at the Recreation Complex here in Salina. And it is I guess that is the Kentucky Outlaw It's that Truck and Tractor Pulling Association. Yeah. I guess what that KOTTPA stands for.
It's a sanctioned pull, what it is.
And I think I heard somewhere or another in my ear that maybe the one of the competing truck pulls are not going to be pulling this weekend. That would be neat if they were. Maybe invite some of their folks down to to join in with this bunch. I guess you don't have necessarily have to be a member of their association to pull, do you? I mean, anybody wants to.
No, it's open to the world, of course.
Oh, you have to be a member? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you have to be a member?
I've got a voice in my ear that knows all about this pulling stuff, and sometimes he'll correct me when I get wrong, you know, if and when that does happen, and sometimes it does. But this, I think, got six classes coming up.
Yes.
And looking at the weather forecast this morning, looked like it may slip up and be an ideal weekend for it. A little bit of rain during the day, the wet the track down good, and then clearing out about dark and.
I hope that's right, because we need a big crowd. Of course, that tells us, you know, some people complain about the price, you know, but $10 is adults and 10 children, 10 and up, what it costs. It costs $10 to enter. So,
now, where else can you get few hours of good, clean family entertainment anymore, anywhere, at any price, really?
All the guys that come in pooling says that's the cheapest around, so, you know.
And, well, okay, now, the different classes, I know we have the listing here of the classes, and looks like there's six classes listed here, and there's a 4,200-pound mini truck, two-wheel drive. Can you tell us anything about that? I know
I don't have anything to do with that, with the classes and all that stuff. I usually get the take up money at the gate. I'm not involved in operating the truck pull.
I guess Ronnie Sleepy Wheeler, he may be the expert
Wheeler,
on it. Well, now, I will say, you know, from the past that this mini truck is usually it's one of the classes that has quite a few trucks in it. I know it's the little S10s and Ford Ranger type trucks, and I know they're fun to watch, and they're real crowd pleasers. And like I said, usually quite a few of them that are here each time we have this. And then there's the 5,200-pound Pro Street two-wheel drive, and that's the trucks that have been hot-rodded a little bit more than some of these. I mean, if you've never been to one of these things, just to hear these engines when they crank them up and the pulls they make, I mean, it's just exciting to watch. You know, it really doesn't matter if you're a big truck pull fan and tune in Maverick Channel all the time to watch the Pro Pulling League and all that stuff. It's just a great atmosphere to be around here on a Saturday night. Then also the third class is the 5,500-pound Pro Stock two-wheel division. And then another crowd pleaser is the 8,000-pound Pro Stock diesel. Everyone likes to watch those diesel trucks wind up and get them all torqued up and ready to go, and all that black smoke start rolling. And
all the young people like that black smoke rolling.
Oh, yeah, they like that. And then we've got the next one coming up is the street diesel, which is the 2.5 limited, another, like I said, and the 6,000-pound light hot farm truck. So these are all diesel engine trucks, and usually by that time, there's usually a cloud of black smoke that's made it all the way up to my house by that time. So these are exciting, and they've got a pretty good payout here, first place in each class. $300, second place, $150, $75, fourth place, $65, and then fifth, $50. That is in each class. And any other information, like I said, you can call Ronnie Wheeler. And Ronnie and then Don Sherrill. Of course, Ronnie's phone number is 258-3005 out in the Moss area. And then Don Sherrill here in Salina, who is kind of the administrator over the Recreation Complex. And his number is 243-338. Excuse me, that is the chamber number, 243-338. Don's number is 243-2256. And the sled in this is sponsored by the Southern Express Sled. And once again, Ronald, we want to really emphasize where the money from this truck pull is going, that it is going to the Spinal Lions Club, and the Lions Club is world known that their main interest is eyesight for children, checking children for the need for glasses, providing glasses. We'll take a little short break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about this a little bit more. I know you've got another special day that you all have here called the White Cane Day, I believe. So we'll talk about that when we get back. We'll take a little short break, and we'll be back after this.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you must. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges of the future.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Health Care facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. One thing, do want to clarify that, the two competing truck pulling organizations around here, they don't have the same classes running each night, and they can, swap organizations, but they do have to be a member of that organization and pay their entry fees and all that kind of stuff. So, that type of thing does go on where the other organization, they may have like three or four of these classes that are running at night, and the guys that aren't running that night with them, may want to come and run at this one, or the thing happens both ways. If your class is not running, you find you someplace else to run every week. And they all are running on a point system where there is a point payout for the champion at the end, and I believe the percentage of their winnings, I know the first place winner, goes into the point fund, that whoever wins the point does receive that money at the end of the season. Ron, let's talk about the Lions Club a little bit. The history of the Lions Club in Salina. Do you know how long it's been in existence here? I know that's throwing something at you that you may.
Since about 1949 or 50, I'm thinking. Mr. Grady Sedgwell and and a few. John Peoples, I think, was one of the first ones that was the Lions Club member. It's been around here for a
You know, I know just something totally away from this. Someone had a program for the old national championship outboard boat race on the lake here a few years ago, and from 1948, I believe it was, and that was about the time, I think, that the Lions Club was started, and some of the names you mentioned there. We looked at the folks here in the in Salina that were members of the committees that put this thing on, and it included, at that time, and I guess some of the same people that worked to start the Lions Club, the teachers, lawyers, doctors, the county and the city officials. It was just a who's who of actually some of the most important people here in the county at that time. And sometimes it seems like we've kind of drifted away from that a little bit, where we can't get a lot of our important businessmen just professionals around the area that want to volunteer their time like they did once upon a time.
Well, I guess back in the day, that was one of the things to get into and kind of, course, help the community and have a little pastime too, you know. And you talk about the boat race, that was a big thing back when they started that thing.
This was a national.
Yeah. Mr. Jack Evie Dale was, I think, kind of was a ramrodder in that to a certain extent.
I think he participated in a lot of those days.
He had a racing boat. So I remember seeing his racing boat, but I never did see the race.
I think we actually went up there once, up to Cedar Hill, and I think traffic was backed up all the way to the bottom of the hill. They're trying to get in up there.
Down the bottom of Walker Hill.
Yeah, we had all kinds of folks sitting on the banks up there. But Ronald, I know the glasses. Do you know how much money that you all spend here in Clay County each year, or just a round figure somewhere?
On glasses.
Uh-huh, for our...
It varies, probably $1,500, $2,000 a year. I'm just guessing on average.
And
you know, most all our money that we make, that's where it all goes, you know.
And I know you do have another event where you actually gather up here at the stop, the White Cane Day.
White Cane Day, all the money that's donated at that particular roadblock goes towards eyesight and everything. You know, that's sponsored by the International Lions Club.
Okay, let me ask you about this. You know, when Susan does the screening over there, I'm sure if you find some problem that needs another level of expertise, that you recommend that to the parents and help set that up.
That's the good thing about it, is that when they find a special case like that, you know,
we all help take care of the expenses on that.
We have.
If necessary.
Yeah, we have donated money for that, you know. But most of the time, I'm thinking that there was a particular doctor that we can send them to, and I think he donates all his time and effort for that.
So, you know, if a needy student, young person, or anyone that, you know, that can't afford it,
right,
there is a way for them.
Yeah,
it?
Right. Yeah, we try to help everyone we possibly can.
Okay. Ronald, you want to change hats a little bit? You're also a member of the Tri-County Association, aren't you?
I'm a board member.
Board member.
Yes, sir. I represent Clay County on the board. And the main function of the board is, of course, make and approve policies. And the biggest thing that the board does is hire the CEO.
Who is our CEO now?
Mr. Paul Thompson.
I know the, I guess the statewide director was a former classmate of mine over Tennessee Tech, Mr. Tom Perkey. I don't know if you ever knew Tom or not.
Yes, sir. I've met Tom several occasions, yeah.
Like I said, he was a former classmate of mine. We actually played a little half-court basketball together about 100
right?
years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time I see him, I'll ask him about that.
What about, our co-op? Sometimes, we hear some news about the co-ops, that there are certain folks that are trying to phase those out, trying to do away with TVA, this type of thing. We're pretty secure in what we have, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. The thing of it is, TVA and of course, the Tri-County, the co-op, it's got the cheapest rates there are in the country. Other utilities, they can't compete with the rates and everything with TVA and the co-ops like Tri-County.
Kenny, have y'all had your annual meeting this year?
Yes, sir. We had it at Hartsville, Tennessee. And it's going to be in Gamayo, Kentucky. This next year.
Who won the truck this year?
I'm
throwing this stuff at you, aren't I?
What was the guy from? I'm thinking somebody maybe from Westmoreland, Tennessee won.
Okay, and I know every year that you do have a truck giveaway, and also you give away some computers to students and to a school, I think, every year at that meeting. And I know I've been to a couple of them. I have some entertainment there, a lot of things going on. But, electricity is something, we take for granted now, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God that we've had plenty of good electricity during this hot weather, I tell you.
Well, Ron, you and I both grew up during the period of time when we can remember in a lot of instances the houses and homes here in Clay County didn't have electricity to them of any kind.
Yes, that's exactly right.
It's now, we don't give it a second thought anymore, do we?
No.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll announce our birthday and anniversary club winner, and we'll finish. I don't know, I may ask Ronald two or three more questions that he has to think about a little bit. I may make him tell his score yesterday from his golf game, but...
Well, we don't talk about that.
We'll be back.
I couldn't beat Tiger yesterday.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Still got Ronald here with me. We're once again drawing to a close here on our Clay County Corner, where we come to you every Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And also here on 101.5, this will be rebroadcast this afternoon at 6 o'clock. So if you heard something that you thought was interesting to you and your neighbors might want to hear, give them a yell and tell them to tune their voice box over to WVFB FM 101.5, and that's Kicks Country. And we are live here from the Oak Courthouse in Salina. And we do this every week with the help of the Clay County Chamber and the Three Star Program and all of our sponsors that provide sponsorship money for this show, and we appreciate them, and we hope you'll appreciate them and go do some business with them. Ronald, why don't you pick me up one of them pieces of paper? This is our sophisticated drawing system, and Ronald has chosen number 7, and looks like Tina Jenkins has won the birthday anniversary cake for today. Tina, if you will go by the Clay County Chamber, they'll have a little certificate there for you. And all you folks that have won cakes in the past, I think there's still some certificates out there. You know, that's the building right across from Hall Funeral Home. Go in there and give them your name, and they'll give you your certificate to go out and get your birthday and anniversary cake. And remember, our number, 243-5574. That's the number to call for the answering machine here. And speak slowly, clearly, give us the name of the person celebrating, and then might want to mention that name twice, so we will be sure to get it and get it correct. But leave us the phone number just in case we can't completely hear the message, and we'll give you a call and get it cleared up before the radio show. And this is for the previous week, so after the close of the radio show today, we will get ready to take names for next week. Ronald, we have about killed a day for today. I know we got off on your golf game while we were gone, and you said that
I couldn't beat Tiger Woods yesterday.
And him disabled.
Huh? And him disabled.
But we got some pretty good golf courses around here, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
Do you know anything about the one in Gainesboro? Is anything going on with it now?
They reopened it. And I'm thinking maybe the city and the county of Jackson County and Gainesboro bought the course. And
going to operate?
Yeah.
Well, that's great news.
That's my understanding. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
No, that would, I know our golf teams, our high school golf teams, that's their home course. And it's, it's not real convenient, but it's a whole lot better than having to go to Cookville or somewhere or another to play your home matches, or up to, I don't know whether Kentucky State Park would let us use theirs or not for a high school event down there.
They probably would, but they might charge you, I don't know.
Because they wouldn't want to give up their revenue for a period of time. But that's great news if someone does have it. I think forget how beneficial that golf course has been to us over the years. I know you golfers, I know you play there quite a bit, and I think maybe you learned the game up Tompkinsville. Up there. And
Wilson Turner's the man that got me involved.
So he can take the credit or the blame for introducing you to this game.
Yeah.
Well, I think we have just about wrapped up another day here at the courthouse. We want to remind everyone to tune us in again next week, and may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet again, and hopefully we'll meet you on the radio dial here again next week at 101.5 at 9 o'clock on Thursday morning from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Good day.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.